the pillar of cloud and fire, the light in darkness, our teacher, helper of the helpless, our redeemer and friend, the all-powerful God, we worship and exalt you this morning. Thank you for another beautiful Friday. Glory be to your name, in the name of Jesus. Hello everyone, hallelujah. I welcome you to Friday 23rd September 2022. I bring to you Fresh Spring Daily Devotional with Olumide Salako. Today's theme is Darkness is not recommended. Memory verse, John chapter 8 verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Bible passage, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17 to 23. I take 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Message of victory. There is no single similarity between light and darkness, but a great difference. If you have experienced not having electricity for weeks and months and it suddenly returns, you would know the great difference. A study of Acts chapter 9 verse 1 to 6 shows that Paul was deep in darkness as the principal servant of the devil to carry out his evil mandate against the early church. He must have been surprised to see the difference in the comforting words of Jesus when he had his encounter. Acts chapter 9 verse 5. If you hold grudges, steal, lie, kill, cheat, backbite, fornicate, live in adultery, etc., you are adulterated and in darkness like your father, the devil. John chapter 8 verse 44. But our God is the Father of light. James chapter 1 verse 17. No man truly receives Jesus and yet entangles himself with any system of corruption. Philippians chapter 2 verse 15. With Jesus, you will see the true light and radiate light to others. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5. If you are a follower of Jesus, he will be your true source of light. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. Are you a believer or minister seeking for power and help from Egypt but pretend to be in the light? You are on the path of death. 1 John chapter 3 verse 14. Jesus is the only authority in the light and none else. Are you reading this devotional or listening to this podcast? Jesus says, be not deceived or carried away, for you do not have two masters. Luke chapter 16 verse 13. Abide in the light and enjoy daily victory in the name of Jesus. Did you know that eternity is a place of light? Jesus said, if you follow me, his light will lead you to your safe destination. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22 says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. In case you don't know, your words liberate or get you imprisoned in the bondage of darkness. So make effort to learn about Jesus and put on his new nature. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. Evil communication corrupts good manner. You can only attract what you reflect. A true light cannot attract darkness. Moses was attracted by the fire of the burning bush. Exodus chapter 3 verse 2. If you don't belong to the kingdom ruled by light, you can't benefit from the nature and lifestyle of the kingdom. If you lack knowledge of the true light, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you cannot be a partaker of his promises. How can you enjoy what you are not aware of? What you don't know, you cannot know. A decision to walk in the light helps you to depart from unrighteousness and the unfruitful workers of iniquities who have rejected the knowledge of the Lord in all they do. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7. The knowledge of Jesus in you leads you in the path of truth, as he is the truth and there is no lie in him. John chapter 5 verse 33 and John chapter 8 verse 32. Be renewed in your spirit and put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge and image of God. Call to action. Let the light of God be your source of joy, direction, strength, and help, without which you will shipwreck. Prophetic prayers and declarations. Lift up your voice in praise to God. Father, we thank you for the supremacy of light over darkness. We thank you for leading us in victory and strength in all we do, in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage everyone today to spend some time with God in the place of worship, to appreciate him for this great light which has kept you from shipwrecking and the preservation of your soul. The more thanks you give, the brighter your light becomes. Hallelujah! Fresh Spring Daily Devotional is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us and to experience the word worship and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017@gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 181857. Good morning and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.